Good morning. Good to have you along with us. Today's program originally set to air January 12th and 13th, year of our Lord 2025. We are going to continue our study today in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to back up this morning to verse 7. And I know here again, we talked about this even a little bit last week. Still kind of on the heels of the Christmas season, and I'm not really just trying to prolong that. That just so happened to be where we are. And of course, the study of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is an important one. I do believe we should study not only his birth, but his life, his death, and perhaps most importantly, his resurrection. I wanted to back up to verse 7. I want to look at some things that the angel said to the shepherds, but I just didn't seem right to me to leave out the birth of Jesus, because that is why we are in existence today. Our presence here on this earth is simply due to the pleasure of God the Father. And so we back up to Luke chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "And she brought forth," that's Mary, "brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country," this is around Bethlehem, "shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And I want to stop right there for a few moments today. And last Sunday morning, we talked about how that the shepherds were doing what they were supposed to be doing. We talked about peace. Our nation today still remembers former President Jimmy Carter, who was known as a man who sought peace. In fact, I will say this, and I'm not saying today that I endorse everything that Jimmy Carter ever said or did, but one of the things that I will say, I believe even after he was in office, and perhaps after he was in office, he did more for our country and for the peace of the world, traveling about as an ambassador, working with people that he had been at odds with while he was in office. Mr. Carter was known as a man who sought peace. But today, as I was thinking about our scripture and thinking about as we're still getting started into 2025, I kind of came back to this message of the angels, what they said to those shepherds. At first, there is the angel of the Lord, which sometimes when people see that word, they say, well, that must be Jesus. Well, now, wait a minute. In this case, it's not Jesus, because Jesus is in a manger in Bethlehem, right? So in this case, it's the angel, and the angel is speaking to them, and, you know, he's telling them some really good things. Number one, don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good tidings of great joy, and everybody's going to get to enjoy it. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Some of the biggest words that have ever been spoken in the history of mankind. Now, then verse 12, "And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the baby wrapped," some of his Bibles just say babe, "wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Now, I hit the brakes right here for just a second. Because as I look back over this scripture, and this was not why I went back to verse 7, but we did, We have so far read the entire account of that angel and what the angel said to the shepherds, and nowhere in Luke's recorded transcript does the angel say, you better get going and find this baby. He just simply says, you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. So I would conceive that it's possible that Luke didn't record the entire conversation. I don't think that's the case. I would say more, it is implied that after these shepherds find out this good news, that they're going to go find the baby. I mean, if someone came to me and said, Neil, there is money buried in your yard. Somebody buried it there years ago, and here's the instructions on how to find it. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to go find a shovel. They don't have to tell me, hey, you need to go look for it. I'm going. I mean, I'm going to go look for something of value. You know, one of the things that, and I don't think they ever found it, but some of the early explorers who came to North America were looking for what? The Fountain of Youth. You know, I'm at the age now that if I heard it was there, you wouldn't have to tell me to go. So when these men hear that the Savior is born, the Savior of all mankind, perhaps it is assumed that they're going to go. Maybe a better word would be implied. But now, you know, as I thought about this, and I'm saying maybe, I'm not going to be dogmatic about this next point, but I also wonder, is this what everybody's looking for? Is everybody looking for a Savior? And they may not even call it a Savior. They might not even call it security. But in money, in homes, in lands, in investment, in capital, in whatever it may be, do we look for security? Do we look for physical or financial or health-wise salvation? I mean, we're looking. Sometimes we want more. Sometimes we want to be satisfied. Sometimes we just want peace. But if we're told, hey, this is where you can find it, one of the things I've noticed over the years, and you don't have to go very far to look for this, when people find out that there's something worth having, sometimes one of our local agencies will give away money. Now, they're not really giving it away, but there are places where you get rebates. There are places where you get different things. I'll just use, and I haven't actually made it to one of them lately, but sometimes at the farm store, they would have a representative from a drug company or a feed company that would come through, and they would feed everybody hamburgers that day. Be quite a few people make it to the farm store that day. People will make it to a free meal. You know, this is a little more serious than a free meal. There was a picture, I believe it was taken back in the 80s or maybe the early 90s. There was a surgeon who was performing a surgery on a woman who had inside her body, and they knew this, an unborn baby. And I don't remember the nature of the surgery, and I think it was on the woman, not the baby. But there was a picture that circulated back then, and we didn't have social media, but there was a picture that many people saw of that little unborn baby reaching out to take that surgeon's finger, just reaching out. And many people wondered out loud, do we come into this world looking for a hand to hold? Do we come into this world looking for satisfaction, looking for security, looking for salvation. And here again, we may not even call it that, but I'm going to tell you this. These boys went. I'm going to read to you the rest of the account of the angels, though, first, because it's just pretty good stuff. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Spoke to you a moment ago about Mr. Carter. Spoke to you last week jokingly to a certain degree about peace and how that sometimes when I would be asked what I want for Christmas, I would say peace. I'm really not joking about that. You know, peace is a wonderful thing, and it's one of those things you don't know how wonderful it is until you don't have it. Matthew 5, verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Verse 15, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste," or they came in a hurry, "quickly, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they who heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." And boy, we could stay on that verse for a while, but I will not today. "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." You know, today's message is not too complicated. Today's message is maybe simple, but I'm going to tell you something, guys. When the shepherds heard the word that a Savior was born, they went looking and they found him. And you may be today looking. Jesus said, "What he that seeketh findeth." The writer of Hebrews says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're looking for God, you will find him. Now be careful not to make your own God, and be careful not to think that you've arrived before you've gotten there. But friends, I tell you today on the authority of the Word of God that if you will seek God, you will find him. And maybe even better than that, he'll find you. Every Sunday morning we close with verses of Scripture from Romans, well, at least one every Sunday. Sometimes I do quote the verse I'm about to in Romans 10:13. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." There may be somebody out there somewhere right now that doesn't know if anybody's going to find them before it's too late. I mean, maybe out in the middle of the ocean, maybe in the desert. I hope not, but maybe in the woods, concerned about the freezing temperatures and on and on. But there is not a lost soul upon earth that God can't hear and that God will not spiritually save. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Not healed, not set free, not so many other things, but you can know that you'll be with him. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless Israel today as well.